USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump said that he will be signing an executive order in the next few weeks, which will include a road to citizenship for DACA recipients.
I'm going to be signing a very major immigration bill as an executive order. One of the aspects of the bill is going to be DACA. We're going to have a road to citizenship.
The president, who has pledged to end DACA numerous times since he was on the campaign trail in 2015, at the time he called the program an illegal executive order, now saying the bill wouldn't just be for temporary relief, but would be for a far more encompassing merit-based bill. DACA currently serves as protection for young immigrants that were brought to the U.S. illegally as children, referred to as dreamers, to allow them legally to study, work, and remain in the United States without fear of deportation. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A North Carolina state senator says he's tested positive for COVID-19, the first known public case for a General Assembly member. Senator Danny Britt, a Robeson County Republican, said that he's received the positive test yesterday. Britt, an attorney and National Guard officer, was on the Senate floor earlier this week as the chamber debated bills and cast votes. The full legislature isn't expected to return to work now until September. Nationwide, at least 75 legislatures in 28 states have tested positive for the coronavirus since the start of the outbreak. Five people are dead and more than 40 have been arrested after an early morning hostage situation at a long-troubled church near Johannesburg, South Africa. A statement said police and military responded to reports of a shooting at the International Pentecostal Holiness Church, where they found four people shot and burned to death in a car and a security guard shot in a different car. Six other people were injured. Police say they rescued men, women, and children who had been held hostage and appeared to be living at the church. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Colleges and universities are making more plans for the fall, and USA's Kenneth Burns says one school in Corona hotspot state is ready to go.
One of the largest public universities in the country is preparing for reopening. The University of Central Florida has reduced class sizes, arranged for on-campus students to have their own single room, and put a majority of classes online. Amanda Groff, an archaeology professor, told ABC News she has shifted her approach.
I would typically have students come out into the field and learn how to draw an excavation unit. I can't have them do that now. So what I have them do is draw the dirty dishes in their sink.
The preparations come as coronavirus cases in Florida have surged. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Hockey became the latest sport to finalize a return during the global pandemic after NHL owners and players approved an agreement to resume the season. Games are scheduled to begin August 1st in Toronto and Edmonton, Alberta, with coronavirus cases in the United States pushing the league into Canada for the summer and the fall until the Stanley Cup is awarded in late September or early October. Training camps open across North America on Monday, which is also the deadline for players to opt out of participating with no penalty. Minnesota's Zach Parise earlier this week said he doesn't think a lot of players will choose not to play, but hours after the agreement was reached, Calgary defenseman Travis Hamonic became the first player to publicly opt out, citing family reasons. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.